Well, more than 300 Irish soldiers will spend Christmas Day on peacekeeping duties at Camp Shamrock in South Lebanon as part of the UNIFIL mission to observe the fragile ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hezbollah in the region. Morning Ireland's Justin McCarthy was at Camp Shamrock at the weekend, where some of the soldiers spoke to him about spending Christmas serving their country away from their loved ones on Christmas Day.
John Kennedy, I'm the Battalion Sergeant Major. I'm from Dublin, and obviously I'm missing the wife, I have to say that, Joan, the four kids and the future grandchild, please God, and my two dogs as well, most importantly. Yeah. Christmas is, for us, it's actually not too bad, because we have responsibilities and duties to do, operations that continue on as ever, so it's just like a normal day. It's a lot harder on the families at home, like the empty chair at the dinner table kind of thing. So it's a lot harder on the family at home than it is for the soldiers out here, because we keep them busy, look after them, you know.
My name is Adam Rooney, I'm a signalman, and I'm from Cork. This is my first deployment. Both my parents deployed as well, so it's a great honour for me to be able to carry the flag and keep the tradition going. You know, it's obviously not easy on family being away, especially for Christmas, but I think my mum at home, she was out here for Christmas as well, so she kind of knows what's going on, so I think it's easier for her, I think.
Captain Andrew Dunn, and I'm from Mullingar. It's going to be different. It's strange seeing all the school plays going on at home, the lights going up at home, but I'm also in a very privileged position. Do you know, we're the eyes and the ears of the world at the minute in this part of the world, so I have to understand that as well.
Wish I was at home for Christmas.
My name is Corporal Michael Mulhall. I would like to give a shout out to my kids, my five children, Baelin, Emea, Kaya, Leah and Rolf. And I wish them a Merry Christmas. Unfortunately I won't be there, but I'll make it up to them.
My name is Shane Gallagher. I'm a sergeant in the Civilian Military Cooperation Cell, CIMIC for short. I'm from Donegal. I've had 7 tours here to Lebanon, 11 tours in total. My first tour would have been back in 1999.
And tell us what Christmas is like for you here now at the camp, and you've experienced it many times.
Christmas, well, they always try and plan activities and, you know, something to keep us occupied. The connections at home is always good, so you'll FaceTime at home. So it'll be a planned run in the morning, a nice 5K, get everyone together with their Santa hats and have a run around the camp and then nice bit of dinner.
So my name is Devin Roach. I'm from Grange, Cork, and I'm sergeant out here with the transport platoon. At home, I have my wife Sarah, my little boy Jack and Ben. So it'll be my first Christmas away from them now, right?
How old are they?
Jack's 6 and Ben is 3. Yeah, I'll miss them, but I suppose we know when we sign up, the job is to serve away with the army. Of course I'll miss them. It's my third Christmas away, but first time from the lads. And it'll be different, I suppose, Christmas morning for them. But I do believe they'll be proud of their dad serving abroad and helping the Lebanese people.
Members of the Defence Forces serving in Camp Shamrock in Lebanon speaking to our own Justin McCarthy. Well, the UNIFIL peacekeeping mission in Lebanon will wind down this time next year. Irish troops have played a significant role in maintaining peace and security there for decades. The move was confirmed in a UN Security Council vote in August of this year as the mission was extended for one final year. The United States and Israel had previously applied pressure for the decades-long mission to end. Well, joining me now on the line is retired former Chief of Staff of the Defence Forces, Mark Mellett. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Aisling. How are you?
The situation in Lebanon is very unstable. What will happen there when the UNIFIL mission winds down next year? The ceasefire is holding for now between Israel and Hezbollah, but do you think fighting will break out again?
Well, I suppose there are three scenarios we could face. The best case would be a managed transition where the Lebanese armed forces are constituted and supported. UNSO continues to do its job and Israel limits its actions to standoff. And there's a gradual recovery. More likely is probably a chronic friction where the LAF holds key nodes in South Lebanon, but Hezbollah retain their coercive capacity and Israel takes a kind of a posture. It's neither peace nor war. And of course, then there is a worst case scenario, an escalation. And I think we're really looking at this US-Saudi-French security conference in February of 26, where there is a real commitment to try and support the Lebanese Armed Forces, to give them the capabilities, the logistics, and also the actual the ability to hold peace in South Lebanon. Now, the challenge is, for almost 50 years, UNIFIL has been trying to do that, and it has done an extraordinary job, and we can be very proud of the men and women of the Irish Defence Forces. But if in 50 years almost, UNIFIL has been stretched in terms of delivery of that security, it's going to be difficult to see how in less than 2 years the LAF will be able to do it on their own. But it will be really up to the international institutions. It will be up to Saudi, it will be up to the US. And I think with leadership from the French, there is a possibility of this best case scenario coming to fore.
And you're talking about a managed transition there, and I know you've talked through some of the options, but what can the Lebanese, what can be done to help the Lebanese army control the situation and to disarm Hezbollah?
Well, I always say state security is inextricably linked with economic security. And right now, Lebanon is in a difficult position. It's got a 90 or nearly $75 billion deficit in its economy. And it's looking for international support from the World Bank and other institutions. So I think there has to be work on the economy in Lebanon to restore the institutions. And at the same time, simple things like financial support for Lebanese Armed Forces so they can recruit and retain their personnel. And then, of course, there are capabilities that Lebanese Armed Forces will need with support from the international community. So this conference, the US-Saudi-French conference in February 26, is one option to actually try and fill that security vacuum that will be created after UNIFIL withdraws. But the, in my experience, the Lebanese Armed Forces are quite a strong institution. They have, in very, very challenging times, remained true to the state. And like any military force, they are the bedrock of sovereignty in Lebanon. They are part of the framework for the institutions of civil society. And through thick and thin, they have endeavoured to try and support the institutions in Lebanon. But very often, in very challenging circumstances, often with minimal pay. So I think there is a financial piece to this to try and resource the Lebanese Armed Forces correctly. And then also there is the opportunity to look at UNSO, which is the eyes and ears of the international community. It will remain, and there is the possibility of even an expansion if the Security Council resolution would allow for that. But I think it's going to be a difficult future. And I do worry that the chronic friction will continue on post the end of 27. What we have is a plan for an orderly stand down or withdrawal throughout 27. And at that stage, then Lebanese Armed Forces will be on their own.
Okay. Well, you've been talking about the planned withdrawal. This is the end of the road for UNIFIL. But is there any hope of Irish troops going back there at any stage in the future?
I think it would be very challenging for Irish troops to go back there without a UN Security Council resolution. Certainly the US has been vehemently opposed to that extension, and Israel has been opposed to it. And if we even look back to the US ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, and her, I suppose, outrageous attacks on the force during her term, and in particular at Major General McBeary, that UNIFIL were not doing their job in terms of dealing with Hezbollah. Like, at the end of the day, any force in South Lebanon has to operate within the terms and conditions of the mandate. And UNIFIL has always been constrained in terms of how much it can do. It is really a Chapter 6. It is there to support the Lebanese Armed Forces, which are the actual legitimate sovereign force in the area. So I do think that, look into the future, any force going into South Lebanon will really need a top cover of a UN Security Council resolution. And that looks extremely unlikely now. I think we may well find a situation, if the escalation, the worst case scenario plays out, the international community into the future will have no option except to look at South Lebanon again. And there may well be a review again at the UNIFIL mission being re-established. But I think at the moment that's unlikely. So really the best bet is to try and support the Lebanese Armed Forces, build up their capabilities and give them the wherewithal to actually do the job which they are there for, the legitimate sovereign force of Lebanon.
OK, former Chief of Staff of the Defence Forces, Mark Mellett, thanks for joining us on Morning Ireland. It's 8:28.